Okay, so we are doing Daf Yud Tes, as we said, with all of the sponsors that we already mentioned. And today we're going to talk about the sponsors again with Dr. Lander, Daniel Sadian, and Rabbi Bruckheimer for the variety of things that they sponsor for. We thank them very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today is, first we're going to tell a story about returning in Aveda to Rabbi Barbar Chana, where we were unsure exactly the reason that he had it returned to him, that he had the get returned to him. Then the Gemara is going to discuss, how can we possibly return a get that might be muktam? Isn't there a chashash that there's something going on over there, that there's something wrong with returning a get that is muktam? Then we're going to discuss, again, basing off of our Mishnah, where we talk about returning a whole bunch of different shtaros, how can we return a shtar shichrur that might be muktam? Is there some sort of chashash in returning that? That might have the date in the shtar might be prior to the date that the shichur actually happened. Then the Gemara is going to define the term daitiki versus shtar matana, what the difference between them is, and we're going to ask a stira whether a person can return a daitiki, and the Gemara is going to have two answers to that stira, whether one may or may not return a daitiki. And then the Gemara is going to, within the first answer, discuss the concept or the possibility of a person backing out on a matna shchiv mera, that if a person gives a matna shchiv mera and then prior to dying says, you know what, on second thought, let me give it to Ploni, let me give it to somebody else, does that work? Is a person able to back out on a matnas shchiv mera? So let's begin again, last four words on the page, on daf yud chesam beis, Rabba Bar Bar Chana, irkas legita be midrasha. Rabba Bar Bar Chana lost the get in the base medrash, and they found it, the Talmidim in the yeshiva found it. So I'm a Rabba Bar Rabbi said to the Talmidim, "Isi mana isli begave." If simon means something to you, if simon means something to everybody, but if you're talking about a simon she'eno mufak, if it's simon mufak, then it obviously means something to everybody. But he says, if a simon she'eno mufak is meaningful to you, it's impactful to you, well, I've got a simon she'eno mufak, and therefore you should return it to me based on that. V'tvius eina, and if tvius ayin is good enough, just my telling you that I recognize this get, well, I have to be a sign on it as well, because I could recognize it even without a particular simon. I could just eyeball it and tell you that it's mine. So give it back to me. Sadruanale, they did give it back to him. Amar, and he said afterwards, I don't know what convinced them. Lo yadana imi shum siman adruanale. I don't know if they returned it back to me because of the simon. V'kasavri siman daraisa, and they hold that even the simon she'eno mufak works on a daraisa level, and therefore there was somich on the simon she'eno mufak. Imishum tviyas ein adruaneli, or maybe the reason they returned it to me is because I told them that I have tviyas ein on it. But mitzad the simon alone, they would not have returned it to me because maybe simanim she'eno mufakim are only midrabanan, and you can't be matir neshes ish based on something that's only midrabanan. Yeah, so for an aveda you'll return something that's only midrabanan, but to return a get where it's going to be matir neshes ish based on the drabanan, they wouldn't have done that. So v'davka tzorbim midrabanan avlinishti almalo, and if it was based on tviyas ayin, they would only return it to tzorbim midrabanan, who has ne'emanus when he says that he recognizes something. But an inishti alma, a regular person, they wouldn't return based on tviyas ayin alone, because he doesn't have the ne'emanus. Now, generally speaking, tviyas ayin is greater than even a simin muvak. A person has a hakara that something is, or that somebody is, that he knows something to be true, that he knows someone to be a particular person, he knows the identity of that person, that's greater than a siman mufak. The Gemara Maseches Chulin Daf Sadivav tells us that tviyas ayin is better than all simanim, even simanim mufakim, and the raya is that if you tell your shliach, go and call me Ploni, get for me Ploni, and Ploni is how are you going to identify him? Well, these are the simanim, he's this tall, and he has this color hair, and he has that kind of beard, whatever you're going to give. So it's a suffix whether he's going to recognize him or not. You're still not sure that whatever simanim you gave him are going to be effective, and maybe there's someone else that has those same simanim. But if the shliach that you're sending knows exactly who it is, then you just say, go get me Plony, and then you can be guaranteed that he's going to know to get him. I always tell Chassanim before when I'm a Sadi Kiddushin, that you should have somebody who knows who all the Eidei Ksuba are, and the Eidei Tanayim, and the reading of the Tanayim, because during the Chassan Sish, they're going to be nowhere to be found, so you're going to have to send somebody to go find them. And don't just tell them, he's the tall guy, they're not going to find them. There has to be someone who actually knows them. So that's because Tzvias Ayin works better than any Simonim. He's the guy in the suit, he's the guy in the hat. They're at a wedding, everyone's in a suit and a hat. So Tzvias Ayin is better than any Simonim. If Edom are made that Reuven killed Shimon, so they say, oh, how do you know it's Reuven? They say, well, Reuven is someone that's 6'2" and has the, no, I know Reuven, so I know that Reuven killed Shimon, and that's enough to carry out capital punishment based on that. So the question is why that's true. Why is it that Tzvias Ayin is greater than Simonim? So in the Tshuva space of Ephraim and Ibn Ezra, Chelek Aleph Simon Ches, he writes that by Simonim you have to be choshesh, and maybe somebody else has those same Simonim, and therefore it has the din like a rove. Whereas Tzvias Ayin we view like a Vadai. The Meiri writes that Simonim, people might make a mistake in assessing the Simonim, and therefore, but Tzvias Ayin, it's just, you just have a recognition, and Tzvias Ayin is like 1,000 Simonim, because when you recognize somebody, it's just a clicking in your head, in your subconscious, there are probably 1,000 Simonim that you recognize who that person is. There's an interesting chiddush that the Ktzos has. The Ktzos writes that when the Gemara has a suffix, whether Simonim Daraisa or Drabanan, it's really an Eilim Metziah Sugya, right? But Simonim and Metziah, whether Simonim Daraisa or Drabanan, The Ktzos says that's only Michshash Meshaker, that we have to be Choshesh that you're not going to be so careful he's not going to be so Nizar B'dvarav. But the Chshash that there's another object that has those same Simanim, that there's no Safek. It's Pashut that would work on a Daraisa level, that even Simanim Sheinu Mufakim are enough to identify that it's this item, not the other item. It's just that when it's not a Simon Mufak, there's a greater Chshash Meshaker. So the Stipler points out, maybe that fits the Sugyas in Eilim Metzius. It does not fit our sugya, because in our sugya he said if it were on account of simanim, then they would give it back to anybody. They would give it, then they wouldn't. Then they would give the get back to anybody because they hold simanim daraisa. But if it's because of tvias ayin, then it's only for tzur b'mirabanan. Well, if it was chashash meshaker, then simanim also would be only for tzur b'mirabanan and not for somebody else. So the Stipler points out that our gemara sounds not that way. There is a discussion. This idea that you return based on the Simon Sheinu Mufak to a Talmud Chacham, is that a din that we paskin even Bizman Azeh? You know, for a number of halachos, we say there's no such thing as Talmud Chacham anymore. There's no such status of Talmud Chacham. There's no one that could, Talmud Chacham, what does a Talmud Chacham need to be? He needs to be able to be Machzir Dvar Halacha B'chol Makom. That on the spot, he can respond to any area of halachos. He has to know Dal Chalke Shulchan Aruch. And on top of that, Talmud Chacham is Mekushat B'chavtal Tzifrei Tanakh. That just like Akal is Miskashetes with Chavtal Tachshitim, Talmud Chacham has to know Chavtal Tzifrei Tanakh. There are people that know Dal Chalke Shulchan Aruch, and there are people that know Chavtal Tzifrei Tanakh. There aren't so many people that know both, right? And know well enough that you could say about them that they're a Talmud Chacham. So this is a Machlokes HaPoskim. The Taz writes in Choshen Mishpat that even though there are those that hold that there's no din Talmud Chacham Bizman Hazeh, yeah, but by Machzir Aveda, it's not really about what he knows. By Machzir Aveda, it's about the integrity of a person. So as long as the person has a basic level of honesty and integrity, or a more than basic level of honesty and integrity, so you can have a din of a Talmud Chacham Bizman Hazeh. The Beis Shmuel in Evan Ezra Simon Kuflam Beis quotes a Magen Mishnah that there's no din of Talmud Chacham in our generation, and that's for every din of a Talmud Chacham, for this din as well. There's no din of a Talmud Chacham in our generation. Okay, moving on. Gufa. Matzah get isha b'shuk. If you find a get isha, you find an actual get in the market, bizman shabal moda, if the husband is moda that he had divorced his wife, yachzul isha, you can return the get to the woman. But ain't a bal moda, lo yachzul, lo lezeh, lo lezeh. If the husband is not moda that he had divorced his wife, then you cannot return the get neither to the husband nor to the wife. So the Gemara asks, bizman shabal moda miya yachzul isha. But if the bal is moda that he divorced her, then we said, you may return the get to the wife. Ay, v'lecho shamak kasav litin b'nisan. Maybe the husband had originally written the get to give it in chodesh nisan, and that's the date that's in the get. But then at the end of the day, v'lo nosana tishrei, he ended up not giving it to her until tishrei, the following tishrei, which was 6 months later. And the halacha normally is that kol zman that they're still married, the peros nichsei melug that the woman brought in belong to the husband, and since they belong to the husband, he's allowed to sell those peros up until the moment that he delivers the get. So in the intervening 6 months, the husband went and he sold those peros minisan v'atishrei, between Nisan, when which is the date written on the get, and Tishrei, when he actually delivered the get, and now the woman is going to be in possession of a get that says that she had gotten divorced way back in Nisan, that she had already been divorced 6 months earlier, because that's the date in the get. So according to her, the peros that were, according to that piece of evidence, the peros that grew in her nechassim from Nisan belonged to her, never belonged to the husband. The husband never had any rights to sell them. Vasi l'mitzav l'kuchos shelo kedin, and she's going to come and take away from the l'kuchos who bought those peros shelo kedin. So how can we return a get to the woman where there's a reasonable concern that this get is a get muktam? So the Ramban understands that the kasha of the Gemara, the Ramban quotes two possible ways to understand the kasha of the Gemara, the Ravid's approach and the Rambam's approach. He explains that the Ravid understands that if there's a chashash that was written in Nisan and not given until Tishrei, the get is possible. So you're returning a get to a woman when she's not divorced, because a get that's muktam is possible. If a man gives a shtar muktam to his wife as a get muktam to his wife, they're not divorced, and that's the real problem over here. How could you be returning a get that's possible? In fact, the Toras Chaim raises the question, why is the Gemara only choshesh about that you're torif melukucho shelo kedin? Forget about that. You're being matir neshes ish to get remarried, if you understand the Gemara's kasha, like the Ravid understands the Gemara's kasha, that it's mamish possible. So the Toras Chaim says, yeah, but the reason to get muktam is possible is because of the chashash that you're going to collect from the kuchos. So it all starts from the collecting from the kuchos shelo kedin. That's what makes a shtar muktam possible. And mimela, it turns out that she's an eshes ish. The Rambam understands that the kasha of the Gemara is differently. The Rambam in the second paragraph of Hilchos Gerushin says that a get muktam is kosher. So the Gemara is not asking, don't return the get at all. He's saying, return the get, and then be korea the get, so that you won't have a takala from being torif milukucha shelo kedin. Meaning that the only concern is torif milukucha shelo kedin. The concern is not that the get is fundamentally possible. She is, in fact, divorced. So that's the other way of understanding the Gemara's kasha. But either way, the Gemara is bothered. How can we return a get that might be muktam? So says Gemara, Hani chleman diyamar, if you assume like the sheet in Maseches Gittin, that kivet shenosemen in the garsha shavein the bal peros shapir, that as soon as a husband decides that he's going to divorce his wife, he immediately loses out on the peros nuchse melug. So then I understand very well that we have no problem of returning the get to the woman, because when he wrote a get in Nisan, that's when he loses the rights to the peros. So yes, she'll be torif milukuchos, but it's not going to be shalo kedin. It's going to be kedin. The husband had no right to sell those peros. He already lost out on those peros. El mandiyam yesh lebal peros ad shas nesina ma'ikel meimer. But if you hold that the baal still has the rights to the peros up until the time of the nesina, so how are you going to be miyashiv this kasha? How can you return such a get? We have to be choshesh that she's going to be torav milukuchos shelo kedin, because the husband did have the right to sell those peros. So the Gemara answers, ki asya lemitraf, when the woman comes to be torav from lukuchos armin la, we say to her, aiti raya, emas matagita liadcha, you need to bring a raya, not about when the get was written. We see that in the get itself, but that's not good enough for us. You need to bring us a raya when you receive the get in your hand. And only once you bring a raya about the nesinas haget, then you'll be able to take from the kuchos who had purchased nechsei melug from the husband. So therefore, there's nothing to be worried about, because that was Beis Din's policy. They would not allow her to go collect from the kuchos unless she's able to bring a raya about when she received the get. So maishna, why is this get, the din of this get, different mi shtarichov, from the din of regular shtarichov? Ditanan, the Mishnah says, we learned already on Daf Yud Beis that matzah shtarichov, im yesh ben achrayis nechassim, if there's achrayis nechassim written in the shtar, that if the lover doesn't pay back, the malva can go collect from the karkaos from the time of the halva'a, and even though he had sold it to other people, lo yachzir, you're not allowed to return such a shtarichov. Vu kimna, and the Gemara explained, kishachayiv moda, that we're talking about a case where the lover Lova is Moda that he borrowed the money and he has not yet paid the money, and still we're not allowed to return it. Why not? Umishum Shema Kasav Lilvus Benisan, because maybe the Malva had written the Shtar to lend the money in Nisan, Velo Lova Tishrei, but he didn't actually lend the money until Tishrei, Vikatarif, and in such a case, he's going to take Lukucha Shlokadin. He's going to, the Malva is going to come to collect from the Lukuchos that had purchased between Nisan and Tishrei, and that Shlokadin. Well, if we say by a get that even though you have the same exact chashash, we could still return the get because we can assume that Beis Din is going to do its job, and then when she comes to Beis Din to collect the Nechsei Maluk from the Lukuchos, we're going to ask her, you need to bring a raya when you receive this get. So Hasam Nami, by the Shtar Chov, we should say the same thing. Lahadar, let's return the Shtar Chov. V'chiyasi the mitzvah, Neimalei, Aiti Raya, Emes Matzah Shtar Chov, Liadcha. Why don't we just have the same conversation with him? That let's return the Shtar Chov. Everyone's moda that there was a loan made. Everyone's moda that the loan was not paid up. So what are we worried about? Lukuchos that purchased it from the earlier date. Why don't we just go through the same conversation, and anytime someone comes to collect Lukuchos, we'll say, prove to me that the loan was made on a particular day. I don't care about the date that's written in the Shtar. So answers Gemara Amri. They explain that there's a difference between a get and a shtar chov. Hacha gabi get isha. When it comes to a woman collecting the peros nechsei maluk by a get isha, asi lokech v'tava. The lokech will come. It will dawn on him to be tovea the isha that she should bring a raya that she was actually divorced. Amar, because he's going to say to himself, Haida drone le rabbanu legita. The fact that the Beis Din returned the get to the woman is not a raya that the date in the get is accurate, because it could be that they wanted to return the get even though the date was not accurate. Mishum delo tag v'tesev. We don't want the woman to be an aguna. That's something that chachamim are always very concerned with. It's hastalas agunas, is to protect a woman from being an aguna. So they wanted to make sure that she's going to be able to receive her get, even though it may cause some dine mamanus questions. So I know that I have to watch out for my dine mamanus interests, because obviously the rabbanon are going to prioritize her ability to get remarried. Hashem to kasi the mitzvah. So now that she's coming to be torah, she's coming to confiscate the property. Tezel tesi raya mis matagit liyada. Let her go bring a raya when she received the get. But hacha gavi shtar chov. But when it comes to shtar chov, losi lokeach v'tava, that the lokeach who had purchased the karka from the lova after the date written in the shtar chov, we will not dawn on him to be toveah from the malva who comes to be torah from him, that the malva's got to bring a raya, because he's going to say, look, midradura nalei rabbanon shtar chov. If the rabbanon were willing to return the shtar chov, then pshita lemayich sadura nalei, then it's obvious why would they return the shtar for him? The mitravu, they obviously were returning the shtar to him so that he could be torah from milukuchos. So shema mina kamer rabbanon b'milsa umekami didi mata shtar. That it must be that the Rabbanon already investigated the matter, and they came to the conclusion that he actually received this shtar chov, that this chov actually happened, this halva'a actually happened prior to my purchase of the property. So I'm not going to speak up right now, because I'm not going to win. There's nothing to speak up about. Obviously, the Rabbanon already investigated it, because otherwise it would be totally irresponsible for them to have returned a shtar chov by a get isha. It's not irresponsible. They're doing it for a good reason, to save a woman from being an aguna. And that's the difference between the two cases. That's why we may return a get isha, because we can rely on the fact that the purchaser of the nechsei malug is going to realize what's going on, and he'll know to make the taina. But we will not return the shtar chov, because the lukuchos will not realize what's going on and will not know to make that taina. Okay, then we said in the Mishnah that if you find shechure avadim, you cannot return them. So tana rabbanu matzah shtar shechure, you find bashuk, you find a shtar shechure of nevekanani shuk bizman sharav moda, if the master is moda that he was ready mishachre the eved, and the eved must have just dropped his shtar, so yachzer the eved, so you return the found shtar to the eved. Ainer rav moda. But if the Rav is not Moda, you return it to nobody. Ooh, so Bizmancha Rav Moda, Miha, Yachzer Le'Eved. We said if the Rav is Moda, you may return the Shtar Shechur to the Eved. Va'amai, how can you return such a Shtar Shechur? Why aren't we concerned that it's Muktam, that initially he wrote the Shtar Shechur in order to be Meshachar the fellow in Nisan, but he was not Meshachar until the Tishrei that followed? Va'azal Avdav Kanan Nichsin, and the Eved went and he purchased Nechas Pasim min Nisan v'Atishrei, from Nisan to Tishrei, when he was still really an Eved, and the halacha is that ain't Kinyan la'Eved below Rabbo, that any time an Eved tries to be Kona something, it's not, the Kinyan does not work for him, so anything that the Eved is Kona really belongs to the Adon. So Vazal, the Rav is Abninu, when the Adon went and he sold those Nechasim, and now if you're going to return the Shtar to the Eved that says that he's already been Meshuchrar from the earlier date, Umabakle the Shuchrar, he'll take out a Shtar of Shuchrar to Kasim Nisan that has the earlier Nisan date, V'Katar V'Lukuchah Shalokadin, and he's going to go to all those people who had purchased that property from the master and say, I know my master sold you that property. He had no right. He wasn't my master anymore at that time. I have a shtar right here that says I was ready to meshuchrar, and therefore it was my property. He had no right to sell it, and he's going to be able to take from the lekuchos shelo kedin. So it says, Marhan nichleman diamar. This is not going to be a problem if you assume like the shita in Maseches Gittin that holds zuchus who levit sheyos mitachas rabbi lecherus, that it's always considered a zuchus for an eved to go free, because the shichrar is going to, why is it a zuchus for him? Because now he becomes a full-fledged Jew. He's allowed to marry a Bas Yisrael. Well, he's an Eved Kanani. He has din of an Eved Kanani. He's not a Jew yet. So it's a zchus for him to be muteris b'Bas Yisrael. He's already living practically a Jewish life, but he doesn't have the status of Kedushas Yisrael, where he's able to marry a Jewish woman. Uka Abaye, and if you hold like Abaye Damer, Eidah b'chasum of Zachana, the Eidim that are signed on the Shtar, at the time of their chasima, their zocha and the nechasim that are written in the shtar for the person that the shtar was written for. So then shapir, then I understand very well you'll return the shtar to the eved, because according to this this opinion, according to this shita, you don't have to worry that the eved is going to take lekuch shlo kedin, because even if the master didn't actually deliver the shtar shichur until Tishrei, but once the shtar got to the eved in Tishrei, the shichur is chal. The Eved becomes a Ben Chorin Limafreya back to Nisan, because when the Eidim signed on that Shtar Shichur for him, they were Zachin Ladam Shlo B'Fanav, they were Eidim B'Chasum and Zachin Lo, and since it's a Zechus for him to go free, so whatever the Lukuchos, the Eved is going to be Torei from, he has every right to be Torei from, so you don't have to worry about returning such a Shtar. But if you assume not like that opinion, you assume that it's a Chov for an Eved to go free, because if he was an Eved that belonged to a Kohen, he's now not going to be able to eat Truma anymore. When you're an Eved of a Kohen, you could eat Truma in the Kohen's house. Now that he's Meshuchrar, yeah, he's a Ger, but he's not a Kohen, right? He becomes a Jew, he has Kedushas, but he's not going to be allowed to eat Truma. And even if it was an Eved that didn't belong to a Kohen, he belonged to Yisrael, through the Shichrar, he becomes Asur B'Shivcha Kananis. While he was an Eved, he was Mutar B'Shivcha Kananis. So it's true that he's allowed to marry a Bas Yisrael, but maybe he prefers a Shivcha Kananis over a Bas Yisrael. And Shivcha Kananis is more of a Prutza or whatever, that maybe he prefers the Prutzas of a Shivcha Kananis over a Bas Yisrael. So in that sense, it's a Chov for him. So you can't say Eidu B'Chasum of Zachalo, because Ein Chavim Adam Shalom B'Fanav. You cannot make something a Chov for a person when they're not there. And therefore, the Shichur is really only Chal 6 months later. So Michael and Mamer said, therefore, we're stuck with our kasha if you assume like the shita that it's a chov for an eved to go free. So the eved does not go free at the time that the shtar was signed. The eved is only going free at the time that the shtar was delivered. So how can we return a shtar that's predated by 6 months? The eved is going to be torah from milukuchos shelo kedin. So that's the Gemara. Don't worry about that. The chesed mitzvah from Rinalei. I see raya emas matzah shichur liyadcha. When he comes to take from the lukuchos, we'll tell him please bring a raya. You know not when the shtar was written. That we see. The date in the shtar, bring a raya when you actually receive the shtar shichur, and then we'll allow you to take from those lukuchos. The implication certainly is that this is more similar to the get isha case, right? We said we would not return a shtar chov al asmach that someone will remember to ask him that question. That this is more like the get isha case. By the get isha case, we said that there's takonas agunos, that the reason we need to return it, even though in a dini mamonis perspective it may cause some problems, because takonas agunos. So apparently, the need for an eved to be meshuchar and to become a Jew is enough of a reason to return it, even though it's going to raise these questions, and the guy is going to realize that. The guy who purchased the property will realize that. So then we said in the Mishnah that daitike matana, that if you find daitike and matana, Mishnah that you should not return those things. So what is the difference between those two items, the Daitiki and the Matana? So talk about an Ezu Daitiki. What is a Shtar Daitiki that the Mekabel Shtar is able to collect from the Nechasim of the Nosein even after the Nosein dies? Now normally in order for a dead person to be Makna something to somebody, he has to have, while he was alive, said Me Hayom, you are Koneh. It can't be that, yes, when I die, you'll be Koneh. No, when a man dies, or a woman, when anybody dies, there are Dina Yerusha that automatically kick in. You can't upend the Dina Yerusha. You can give something as a Matana before you die, and then it won't be in the pool of Yerusha. So you have to say Me Hayom. And somehow there's this concept of Daitiki that while he's alive, he keeps it, and as soon as he dies, it goes to a person that he earmarks it to, and not to his regular Yorshim. So what is Daitiki? So it's a nutrikan of Da, Tehei, Lemekim, Velios. That anything it says in this shtar, that's a lashon of like Hakol Sharir V'Kayam. That it should be absolutely true, it should happen. Shemes Nechasim Ploni. That if he dies, his Nechasim go to so-and-so. Matana, Kol Shekosbo, Mayom, Alach Ramisa. A Matana is where he says that Mayom, Alach Ramisa, that the Guf HaKarka is going to belong already from the day it's being written, while the fellow was still alive, it's going to already belong to the Mekabel, but the Perus of the Karka, the Mekabel's not going to get till after the fellow dies. He's still, the fellow is still going to enjoy the Perus of his Karka so long as he's still alive. So Alma, Iksiva Meyom Lachramisu Dukani, V'ilo Lokani. Now it sounds from the Lashon of the Braisa that only if you write in the Shtar Matana the phrase Meyom Lachramisa, then the Mekabel Matana actually is Kone'it, but otherwise he's not Kone'it. But but that's a little bit strange, because in the case where he was makna everything mehayom from the life, you would imagine it's more mistaken that he'll be koneit. So meaning it sounds like we're saying that if you say mehayom alachramisa, then he'll be koneit even though he's not getting the peiros. But if you don't say mehayom alachramisa, then he'll even be koneit the peiros while he's alive without the phrase mehayom alachramisa. But that's not mistaken at all. You would think mehayom alachramisa is a stronger reason to be koneit everything right away. So Rabbi Hachi Kamar. Now the Brice of East tells as follows: Ezu Matanas Bari Shehi Kim Matnas Shchivmera. What is Matnas Bari that's like a Matnas Shchivmera? To Lokani El Lachamisa, where the king is only going to be Lachamisa. That in such a case, the Mekabel doesn't get the peros until after the death of the Nosein, and if he and it's a Dover Pashut, that if he says that he's giving the Guf and the peros Mehayom, then of course the Matana is going to be Chal. That's just a regular Matana. So that's not at all like a Matana Shchiv Mira. We're asking, what would be a case of a Matana that's similar to a Matana Shchiv Mira, in that the fellow who's giving it gets to keep it so long as he's alive? Oh, that's when you say Mehayom Ulach Harmisa. Now, we had said in the Mishnah that if you find a Shtar Daitiki or Shtar Matana, do not return it. And the Mishnah explained why not. Because we're afraid that after the fellow wrote this Shtar Matana, he changed his mind, decided not to give it. So, Taima Delam Ratznu. Sounds like the reason we don't return it is because he did not say, deliver the Shtar for the person who was written for, because maybe he changed his mind. But Ha'am Ratznu, but if the Nosin says, give the Shtar to the Mekabel Nosin, then we will give the Shtar to the Mekabel, because there's no concern that maybe he changed his mind, because even if he did change his mind and he didn't give it to him, and he's the one that dropped the shtar, he's saying to give it to him now. So now we'll be good. So you'll give it to him right now. Or a minu, but I'll ask you, stira matzah daitikaos aputikaos. If you find shtari datiki or shtari aputiki, where you have a particular land that you're able to collect from, or matanos apopishashne modim, even though both of them are moda, that it was already delivered, that it was that it dropped from the makabel, lo yachsi lo lezevel lo lezeh, you don't return to either party, not the person who wrote the shtar, nor to the recipient. Because you have to be choshesh that originally he wrote the shtar for him, but then he decided not to give it to him, and he was not zochen in the karka. And then in the interim, the guy who's giving it decided to write a shtar on that very same karka for somebody else, and gave it to somebody else. And that somebody else was really kona. And now the nosein wants to back out on that somebody else, on that second party that he gave it to, and he wants to give it back to the first party that he had intended to give it to. So he says, okay, give him this shtar, which has the clear date on it, he'll be zocher in it, and that way they'll be able to cheat the fellow who really received it. So this is a stira. Can you return a shtar tiki when the guy is moda, that it actually belongs to the other person? So two teirutzim. Answer number one, Amrei v'Abra Mamelo Kasha ha-bibari ha-bishchemira. That the Braisa says, do not return. It's talking about that the shtar was a matnas bari, and the Mishnah that says that you do return it, that if you say tenu, you do return it, is by matnas shchemira. So Masis and Tukatani, our Mishnah that says that it's dafka, if he doesn't say tenu, you cannot return it, but ha-amar tenu nosnin, that if you were to say tenu, you do give it, that's b'shchemira, the bar mahadarhu, where there's no problem in returning it. Why? Darmin and Mayika lememar. What are we concerned about? Why? Dilma kasa meyikara lahai, and im lefliyavala neale, that maybe initially he wrote this to give to Reuven, and then he changed his mind, and he didn't give it to Reuven. Vada kasa lina shachrinu v'yavala neale, and then he wrote another shtar matana for Shimon, and he actually gave it to Shimon, and asha kada meyahu diyavala neale, and now he's backing out on Shimon, and he's trying to give the shtar to Reuven, so Reuven will be able to take the shtar. Well, im matnas bari havale, if we're choshesh that after he wrote a shtar shchiv mera to Reuven, he changed his mind and he wrote a matnas bari to Shimon, and they gave it to him. So even if you return the matnas shchiv mera to Reuven, less lepseda, it's not going to be a loss to Shimon, because if both of these shtaros come out in Beis Din, the chinaf katarti, when both of these shtaros come out in front of Beis Din, pasrei sezachi, Shimon's going to win anyway. Beis Din's not going to take the property away from Shimon. To hadar be mikamaisa, because you see from the fact that the date in Shimon Shtar is a later date, clearly he had changed his mind from the original matnas shchivma that he had given. So if, you know, when you have a two matnas baris, so then the first matana is the binding matana. But if you have a matnas shchivmira, and then the fellow changed his mind, so you're allowed to change your mind on the matnas shchivmira. And therefore the second fellow who has a matnas bari is going to be zocha anyway. And even matnas shchivmira nami avinale. And if he gave to Shimon also as a matnas shchivmira, also less the pseida, the besreis zachi, the kavahadar be mikamaisa. Because in that case as well, if both of these shtaros come out in front of Beis Din, they're both a matnas shchivmira, one to Reuven, one to Shimon, the one to Shimon is going to win, because that's the later one, and we assume that he changes his mind, and you're allowed to change your mind on a matnas shchivmira as long as you're still alive. But kikatani bebraisa, when it says in the braisa that after mitzvah modim lo yaksi lo lezeh velo lezeh, when it says in the braisa, do not return a daitiki, do not return the matnas shchivmira, do not return the daitiki, rather that's bebari, that's a matnas bari, talad b'mehadruhu, that you better not return. Why? Damina dil mukasalai meikar. Maybe you wrote this matnas bari for Reuven first, v'imlich, and then you changed your mind, v'lo yavalei, and you did not in fact give it to Reuven. And then you wrote another shtar to Shimon and gave it to him. Well, and now you're feeling bad that you gave it to Shimon. You don't want it to belong to Shimon. You'd rather it belong to Reuven. So and you realize you can't back out on the matana that you already gave to Shimon. So what are you going to do? You're going to do a harama. Say, I'll tell Beis Din that I really gave it to Reuven. He's the one I really gave the matana to. On the date that's written in the shtar, and Beis Din will return the shtar to him. So that when Reuven shows up to Beis Din with the earlier dated shtar, he's going to win. He's going to win the court case. He's going to receive that matana. Beis Din will take it away from Shimon, and that's a legitimate concern. So we cannot return this shtar. So we're not going to listen to the nosein who says tenu. Ella aminan le, rather, what we'll tell the nosein is, ananai ksavali avinan le lai. Look, we're not giving this shtar to the guy that you wrote it for, because we're choshesh that dilma michtav kasafta may have le yavta neale. We're choshesh that maybe you had written this shtar for him, but did not actually follow through and give this shtar to Reuven, and therefore we're choshesh this doesn't really belong to Reuven. And v'yavta le neshachrina, meaning we spell out the concern, and we think maybe you gave it to Shimon and v'kahadartabe, and now you're trying to back out on Shimon to get Reuven to be able to get this property instead. Now you're telling me, come on, I'm an honest person, I didn't do that, you're being choshesh unreasonably. Look, if you in fact did not give it to anybody else, the kabbalist yasus lahai, and your only desire is that Reuven should get what is rightfully his, and you want to give it to Reuven, simple. Ksivle hashtag savachrina.
write a new shtar for Reuven, and then Reuven will get what's rightfully his, v'yavanele, and give it to him, and it will say today's date on it, and yavta l'neshachrina lespa pseda to call him zachi. So that way we can be sure that if you gave it to Shimon in the interim, Shimon will have the shtar with the earlier date, not the shtar with the later date, meaning if the initial shtar that you wrote was never executed, then you wrote another shtar to Shimon, so now, and you claim I never wrote a shtar to Shimon, but we think you might have, so write a shtar to Reuven with today's date on it, and therefore if you in fact wrote a shtar to Shimon, Shimon will win, and if you didn't write a shtar to Shimon, Reuven will end up with it, which is exactly what you want. Maskev for Rav Zid, so Rav Zid asked on this answer of the stira between whether you return shtar to Tiki or not, but both Tanoi and both in the Mishnah and the Brice, it said Taitiki. Taitiki sounds like a matna shchimira. So how can you say habishchimira habibari? That doesn't make sense to give an answer if they're both talking about Taitiki, and Taitiki means shchimira. Elam Rav Zid, a second answer to the stira. Havaha bishchimira. They're both talking about a shchimira. Velo kash, it's still not a stira. Habay vahabibrei. That the Mishnah that says that when you say tenu, you can return the shtar, or at least implies when you say tenu, you can return the shtar to the Makabel. That's where the guy himself, the Nosin himself, is still alive, and he's saying return the shtar. Whereas the Brisa says return the shtar to the Nosin is when the Nosin is dead, return the shtar to the original Makabel is when the Nosin is dead, and it's only his son that's saying return it. So, and the Gemara explains, Masnisin to Kamar Tenu Nosin Aaron Mishnah, which implies that if the guy says Tenu, you can give it back. That's Bididei. That's where it's the fellow himself, the Nosin himself, to Bar Meharderhu, that if he wants to back out on the Matnas Shchivmira that he gave to Reuven and give it to someone else, he's allowed to do that as long as he's still alive. He can back out on the Matnas Shchivmira. Tamrina Inami Yava Linda Shachrina, where we'll say, even if he in fact did give it to somebody else, let's say that that's no problem because he gave it to somebody else as Matnas Shchivmira, he can back out on that. Tekama Ubasra, Basra Zachi, because when two people come with two Matnas Shchivmiras and one of them is an earlier date and one of them is a later date, we listen to the later date one, the Hadar Mei Mikama, because you're allowed to back out from the earlier one. There's no problem with doing that. Ki katani bebraisa, when the braisa says afal pisha shnei modim lo yachzir lo lazeh v'lo lazeh, that's bebrei, when it says that even though they're both modim, do not return it to either party, that's talking about the son of the nosein is alive, but the nosein himself had died of his illness and his son had yarshened him, so the son is standing there and he's being modim that his father, while he was still alive, gave the shtar to the person who's named in the shtar, and that person must have dropped the shtar, and the yoresh wants Beis Din to return the shtar to that person. We do not listen to the son. Why? What are we worried about? Darminan, we have to be concerned. Dilma, that maybe the son and the guy whose name appears in the shtar made some sort of kununya between them, that kasav avua lahai, that really the father wrote the shtar to give to the person named in the shtar, but then the imlach, he changed his mind, and he didn't actually execute that shtar. And then ubasar avua, and then after the father died, the son was yarshin that matana from the father, kasav ihul nishachrina, the son gave it as a matana to somebody else, the avalei, and he executed that gift to somebody else, but the son gave it to somebody else. The hashta, now that they find this shtar that the father had written, kadr be'me'ahi, the son is feeling that he didn't want to give it away. He'd rather have it. He'd rather not have given it away to somebody else. So savra mehadu l'matzina darnabi. So he says, look, I already gave a matana. I'm a healthy person. A healthy person gives a matana. Can't back out on giving a matana. So my matana is already, I have no legal recourse. So emeluhu de'abi yavale lahai. Why don't I just convince people that my father, that I had no right to give that matana, that my father had already given it to this guy, v'nisvule kasve, and through saying that Beis Din will return the shtar to him, v'nezil, and then I and the guy named in the shtar will go v'nafik mine, and will take the matana away from the person that I gave it to Zachi, because if he has a shtar in hand that has an earlier date from my father, he's going to win the case, v'nifl gbadeh, and then we'll split the profits, we'll split the property. So hilkach, because of that chashash, we tell this son, look, we're not giving this back. We're not giving back the shtar. Why? Because the Dilma Mikhtav Kasvei Avua Me'avli Avalei, and we spell out our concern. We're afraid that maybe your father wrote the shtar but never executed it. And you went and gave the property to someone else. Now you're trying to back out on that. Eli But if you're telling the truth, you never gave it as a matana to anyone else, this was really genuine, your father really gave it to this guy, no problem. You write a new shtar for this guy. And that way, even if our suspicion is correct, and your father had never executed the shtar, and you had given it as a matana to someone else, don't worry. Let's say that. Then we have saved the world. We've saved that person from losing out because the Kama Ubasra, Kama Zachi. Then whoever will have the earlier date in the shtar will win. So if our suspicions are correct that you gave it as a matana to somebody and that your father never executed the shtar, we're ripping up your father's shtar. You could write a new shtar with today's date, and whoever has the earlier date from you is always going to have that property. Okay, Bezhem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Tan Rabbanan at the two dots. Everyone have a great day.